A reading from the prophet Isaiah. The Lord says this, I am coming to gather the nations of every language. They shall come to witness my glory. I will give them a sign and send some of their survivors to the nations, to Tarshish, Put, Lud, Moshek, Rosh, Tubla, and Javan, to the distant islands that have never heard of me or seen my glory. They will proclaim my glory to the nations. As an offering to the Lord, they will bring all their brothers in horses, in chariots, in litters, on mules, on dromedaries, from all the nations to my holy mountain in Jerusalem, says the Lord. Like Israelites bringing oblations in clean vessels to the temple of the Lord. And of some of them I will make priests and Levites, says the Lord. The word of the Lord.
From the book of the Hebrews. Have you forgotten that encouraging text in which you are addressed as sons? My son, when the Lord corrects you, do not treat it lightly, but do not get discouraged when he reprimands you. For the Lord trains the ones he loves and punishes all those that he acknowledges as his sons. Suffering is part of your training. God is treating you as his son. But later, in those on
I'm The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Through towns and villages, Jesus went teaching, making his way to Jerusalem. Someone said to him, "Sir, will there be only a few saved?" He said to them, "Try your best to enter by the narrow door, because I tell you, many will try to enter and will not succeed. Once the master of the house has got up and locked the door, you may find yourself knocking on the door, saying, 'Lord, open to us.' But he will answer, 'I do not know where you come from.' Then you will find yourself saying, 'We once ate and drank in your company. You taught in our streets.' But he will reply, 'I do not know where you have come from. Away from me, all you wicked men.' Then there will be weeping and grinding of teeth when you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and yourselves turned outside. And men from east and west, from north and south, will come to make their places at the feast in the kingdom of God. Yes, there are those now who will be first, and those now who will be last." The Gospel of the Lord.
My dear friends in Jesus Christ, today's gospel, it's not easy to explain. The context is Jesus is going to Jerusalem. We know why he is going: his passion, death, and resurrection. Meanwhile, a young man came, asked to Jesus, "How many will be saved?" The answer is, try to enter through the narrow door. Practically, how to enter into the narrow door, that is the core of the gospel. When we go to any of the stadiums, football stadium, the first doors are wider, the gates are very, very wider. People go as a group. Near to our seat, the gates are very narrow. Only one or two people can go. Even in the cities, if we go to York, the arch we will see, almost all cities are covered with the doors, the gates. So there are wider gates and the smaller gates. And Jesus preferred, he says us to enter through the narrow gates. There is an Epicurean theory: make merry, enjoy the life, because we do not know anything tomorrow. So today is the best day, you enjoy the day. But the gospel say contrary. There is a heaven, there is a life, there is a tomorrow for us. Fulton J. Sheen, who is one of the greatest authors, he says, in heaven we will be surprised by three things. The first one is, we will not see anyone who are expected to be there. We don't see anyone whom we thought of there. And the second one, we will be surprised by the presence of whom we thought they never come to the heaven. And the third surprise is, we are in the heaven. So there are three kinds of surprise in heaven. Practically, as we see in the gospel, Jesus say, enter through the narrow gate. It would be good to remember in what context Jesus is talking. Jerusalem is covered with 12 gates. Jerusalem, we go, we will see 12 gates. Jerusalem, the old city. And all the gates will be closed in the evening. Meanwhile, the small gates will be opened during the night, if in emergency. And all the small gates will be very small, but will be guided by somebody. So there will be a guide, even in the night. Only one can go through. And this is the context. There was a time the Jews thought that the Gentiles have no chance at all to enter into heaven. And Jesus say here, there is a master, the heaven is open to Gentile as well. So this is the particular context. What does it mean to say enter into the narrow gate? There are two different theories. Some people say you are already saved. You are already saved. You don't need to do anything. Baptism or the sacrament. We don't need to do anything because we are already saved. That's more a Protestant theology. But the Catholic theology says the salvation is present, past, and the future. Therefore, we need to work for the salvation. It is already started, but we need to work for the salvation as well. It's not yet finished. Therefore, Jesus says, the second reading says, each and every, all our difficulties are a training. Thank you, friends, you are in the morning in this church. You had an option to not to go any church or to take a rest after hard work. This is a narrow way. Even sometimes in the morning we think, there is no God, there is no hope, nothing going to function. So why did I trust in God? I prayed for my curing, healing, It hasn't worked. I prayed for my work. It hasn't worked. I prayed for my family. It hasn't worked. I prayed for my health and wealth. Nothing is functioning. So where is God? Why should I go? The only thing is, God remembers each and every action. Even the wider gate is closed, the narrow gate is open. Each and every action are counted, merited in front of the Lord. It is because of our prayer, it's because of the goodness of the people, all the world is going ahead. It is the hard work of the parents, the well-being of the children. Therefore, we need to go through the narrow gate. Jesus say, eternal salvation is the result of a struggle. Keep on striving to enter. And secondly, it is through sacrifice and selfless service we enter through the narrow gate. We need to work. We need to work every day, every time. Every single moment is a sacrament. The Christian have no time to waste, no time to think about the negativity. He has to reach the heaven, face to face, the beatific vision of the Lord. So every day is a blessing. Every time is a sacrament. Every time is more powerful. We don't waste the energy, power, and the time. We believe there is a God, and we work very hard for that. Amen.